What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 8 o'clock on a Monday night as we, Reaction Monday is what it always is following a Philadelphia Eagles game. And unfortunately, we know what happened at this point. And we have a couple of hours to dissect things as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. And we'll get into that as we again, I'm Devon Givens with Tyler Zulli here producing the show following Inside the Birds. My friends, my guys, Jeff Mosher and Adam Kaplan. Great to have them back every Monday following a Philadelphia Eagles games. The two of them that bring you Inside the Birds, the Inside the Birds podcast. They will be on from 6 to 8 every Monday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Great to hear them back on the station. I love hearing them. Great insight as always. The insiders that they are, of course, Inside the Birds. It's fantastic to hear them back on there. I feel like we get a nice treat overall with everything. But listen, before we get to all of that, it's almost time to play the Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Call the contest line right now, 215-263-0975. Right?
This is the Fanatic Football Pool.
That's right. Again, almost time to play the Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Call the contest line right now, 215-263-0975. Be the fifth caller, and you will win $100 cash in your pocket from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Then we'll ask you a simple football trivia question. If you get it right, we'll put you in the grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it. All right? Prizes in the pool so far include a physique round barbecue and fire pit kit from Landis Block, a talking teddy bear from the movie Ted 2, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PS4, that's Tyler Zulli's favorite game, a 4-year supply of snacks from Hers Snack Foods, Jamie Lynch's James Thrash bobblehead doll, and $1,000 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Aw, man. Get a nice grip right there. And we're adding prizes all the time. The Fanatic Football Pool is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. So call the contest line now, 215-263-0975. Again, caller number 5. And we'll do that when it's time to do that. All right? All right. Again, always good to hear my folks from Inside the Birds. And I love to hear from Adam Kaplan and Jeff Mosher. Great following them. I know that when we get ready to come on, we follow Mike. We always have a great lead-in. Follow Mike. All right, we're in business. Following Inside the Birds, we're in business because of the knowledge that those two bring to the table when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles and what we saw. And guys, gals, Philadelphia Eagle fans, there are a lot of things to get into. It is Reaction Monday. Oftentimes, we know what it is, too. Overreaction Monday with a lot of things with the Philadelphia Eagles. So we really have to get into everything that we saw. We have 2 hours to do it, an abbreviated show following Inside the Birds. Tomorrow, we'll have our 4-hour run from 6 to 10. But tonight, we have 2 hours. So look, let's get it all in. Let's get all of these things off our chest. We'll move on a little bit tomorrow. We'll talk about it, you know, some different things tomorrow. But today, let's react to what we saw from the Birds. 610-632-0975. What we saw from the Birds yesterday. 610-632-0975. Once again, we'll give out the numbers early so we can get things going with the conversation, so we can start to fill in everybody, allow everybody to get in, get your thoughts together, call in, and we're going to run through all the calls like we always do, because this is about you. This is about you reacting to what you saw, and I want to make sure we do that with you all. Again, 610-632-0975. But before we do that, let's get ready to do this, and let's play some Fanatic Football Pool here on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let's get ready to go to, on the contest line, our friend from Morristown. That would be Ron. Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Devon, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thanks so much. And first of all, congratulations. You are the fifth caller And you have already, Ron, won $100 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. So congratulations to you for doing that. Now, I'm going to ask you a simple football trivia question. If you get the answer correct, you will be put in the drawing to win the grand prize of the Fanatic football pool and everything in it. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Devon. Let's see what we have here.
All right, here is the trivia question that I have for you. So, as we get ready to do this, you know, we got to have all the drama that goes into it, Ron. You get $100 and then all the things that come inside that entire pool there, then, you know, you're in good shape. So here's the question. Which team won the first Super Bowl ever?
Oh, man. It goes back, obviously. I am going to say the Green Bay Packers.
Congratulations, Ron. You are now in the running for the grand prize of the Fanatic football pool and everything in it, including $1,000 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And the answer, the Green Bay Packers, Ron, they won the first two Super Bowls, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs during the inaugural season in 1967. So again, man, Ron, congratulations. You are now in the running for the grand prize of the Fanatic football pool and everything in it, including $1,000 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Ron, congrats, man.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Devon. Thanks.
Oh, no, man. Listen, hold on. We want to make sure we get all your information. And Tyler, take that down again. Don't forget about me when you win that money. I might ask to borrow a dollar. All right?
No problem, Devon. You got it.
Thanks, man. And the Fanatic football pool is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, guys. We're adding prizes again all the time. The Fanatic football pool is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. While we do this, hey, listen, it's that easy. You just heard it. Ron from Morristown has won the prize tonight. He is in the running. He already gets $100. Now he's in the running for the grand prize of $1,000 and being put into the running also for the pool overall and winning that cash. Nothing like it to win some free money, especially during a time like this, right? A time like this, you get free money. How do you go wrong? How do you go wrong? You don't. It's that easy. So good luck to everyone who checks in with us. It's going to be a fun football season, we hope. And all the time, again, this is always a great thing to do, to giving out these prizes like this. So congratulations to Ron and Morristown. It's that easy. Once again, every day, time we have an opportunity to do this, right? Every time we have an opportunity to do this, you listen four times a day, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m., and there you have it. All right? Okay. A lot of great prizes in there. Nice fire pit, all that stuff. You get the Ted 2 dial, all that cool stuff. You can talk to the dial when you watch the Philadelphia Eagles game. And if you've seen the movies before with Mark Wahlberg, well, you know he talks to the dial and the dial talks back. Well, you might need that dial to talk back to you yesterday when you were watching the Philadelphia Eagles, folks, because things did not go as planned as we looked at the Philadelphia Eagles falling yesterday to the Washington football team on the road, week one. Game number one, they lost to the Washington football team 27-17, blowing a 17-point advantage, up 17-0. 27 unanswered points to that football team. So let's get this straight first before we get to the birds. The Washington football team, they're not a good football team. Are they well coached? Absolutely. But they had no business winning that football game yesterday against your Philadelphia Eagles. As much credit as you want to give Washington, which you will, they found a way to take advantage of the Philadelphia Eagles when the Philadelphia Eagles opened things up and allowed them to be in the position to do just that, to win the football game. There were miscues. There were so many mistakes out there. There were missed assignments. There were just bad football all around. on the part of the Philadelphia Eagles. You just heard Adam and Jeff in detail break down so many different things, also going inside of the inside information about Vinnie Curry and Craig James and where they were with Miles Sanders and Lane Johnson, what's going to happen going forward. All of this information that you needed, you got from those two. Now, what we're going to do here tonight, again, is just take the phone calls and get your reaction to everything that we saw, all of us collectively as Philadelphia Eagle observers, and watching that game and how we react to it. And how we react to it is simply this. They played terrible football yesterday. We knew going in, the one thing that Washington really had in going in their favor was this. They had a strong defensive front. The Philadelphia Eagles were a banged up offensive line, even if Lane Johnson on the outside at right tackle had the ability to play and play through the ankle injury that he was already dealing with, able to play through that. We know he's a tough guy. Playing through that, all right, he gets all the credit in the world for doing something like that. He could not give it a go. When we were doing the pregame show yesterday, it was fantastic to have Brian Westbrook back for another year. Great to add Derek Gunn. He was phenomenal. And D-Gunn had reported during the show, based on his information, the information that he was getting, that it was 50-50, okay, that Lane Johnson was going to play. Now, with all of that being said, 50-50, all that being said, it would have been tough for him going against that defensive front, knowing with Ryan Kerrigan has done Lane Johnson in the past, having everybody else along that front that's just tremendous across the board. Rookie Chase Young, he showed why he was the number two overall pick and could have been the number one overall pick. And we saw it. We knew they were going to be good, right? Very deep, all the way down to Ioannidis from Temple and what he provides to that defensive front. We knew it. And man, did they show up. The 8 sacks, the hits on the quarterback and Carson Wentz, right? Forcing him to do things that we knew that was possible, and they did it. They executed it to a T. They went in there yesterday. They did not panic at all with being down 17. They kept the same defensive game plan. You heard the guys talking about it before we got on, that Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera decided that, hey, if you can go out there and sustain that pressure on them, he is going to give you the football, and he did twice in a very bad spot. Were they overly aggressive? You heard Doug Peterson today on the Fanatic during his press conference at 2:30 with the media. Was he overly aggressive at times? You can say that. But look, we can look at things. This is what was interesting to me and hearing that and listening to him talk about it. We know how aggressive he was during the 2017 season when they won the Super Bowl. We've seen the aggressiveness since then, going for two when you don't think it calls for it, going for it on fourth down at midfield against the New York Giants in week number two at home, when we think that's a terrible spot for you to go for it, go for a fourth down in that spot when it's over 5 yards. He has been aggressive, and oftentimes we point the finger at him and say, that was a terrible spot. Other times we say, you know what, that was a good one, or he did it. It worked when you didn't want him to do it anyway. And you say, well, listen, this is who he is. He's going to gamble, and we're going to have to sit there and we're going to have to take it and settle for it and hope that it works in the Philadelphia Eagles' favor. Well, yesterday was aggressive, and it bit them. It bit them where you don't want them to be too conservative and just run the football. You don't have Miles Sanders. You have Boston Scott and Corey Clement, who did not necessarily look that great yesterday, even though 9 carries for 35 yards for Boston Scott, a long of 13, Corey Clement 6 for 19, and a 7-yard rush that was his long. Back at it out there on the field. Good to see him back out there. You don't know how Washington is going to play that, and it's going to be tough for the run against that, even though the passing game was working for Carson Wentz early, right? But during that time, mix it up a little bit, get the defense on their heels. You had success with the scripted plays early, obviously, moving the football. You want Doug Peterson to have a feel for the game. Look at what we were talking about with Gabe Kapler being replaced now with Joe Girardi. And we say coming in, Joe Girardi, maybe he'll have a better feel for the game. He won't just go with the analytics stuff. And Doug Peterson, you want him to have a feel for the game. But what Doug Peterson is a passing head coach. He is an offensive coordinator who likes to throw the football. And he did it. And it bit them. Because Carson Wentz had two terrible interceptions when you were trying to drive at the end of the first half and put some extra points on the board to extend your lead, to make it difficult for Washington, knowing that you would also get the ball back. Coming out of the locker room, he was trying to go for it. And it got them and it bit them in a bad spot. And when it did, it seemed like Carson Wentz just simply lost confidence in what he was doing. He was throwing the rookie wide receivers who do not necessarily know the game of the NFL professional football right now with how to run their routes, when to turn. You heard the guys again before we came on, when to turn on their routes and anticipating the football, going to defend and attack the football while it's in the air as well. Instead, the cornerback is the one attacking because that's what they do. They attack to try to force the turnover, get the turnover, and what they did, they gambled right and they got it, right? So with all of that, and you look at where they were right there, you just had a feel that things were starting to go in the wrong direction for the Philadelphia Eagles. At the half, it was 17-7. And then right away, it's 17-14 in the third quarter. And everything went Washington's way the entire football game thereafter, scoring 13 in the fourth, getting the 27 points unanswered against the Philadelphia Eagles. And that was simply unacceptable, the performance that they put out there yesterday. We know about it being the preseason, essentially, this first month. No preseason games. You're going to see some terrible football and on all of that. We get it. We understand that. No OTAs, no preseason. And this is what you're going to get. So you're going to have to accept some bad football. But against that team, well, I thought the Philadelphia Eagles were already behind where they were a 9-7 football team as it is, potentially 10-6. That was based on a win against the Washington football team to start your season off in week number one. They let one go right there. So am I now to adjust my season total of 9-7, potentially 10-6, to just simply leave it at 9-7, hope they steal a game from somewhere else, or do I knock them back to 8-8 because they lost it and I, you know, not having faith in what they're going to do and not adjusting on the fly, figuring things out against that football team, knowing that you still have a young quarterback opposite you who dropped back 31 times. And Dwayne Haskins, 17 of 31. He was not very good yesterday. He took advantage of short field, of course, with the one touchdown that he did have, but he was not that, he wasn't very good. He hit Logan Thomas for the one, and you know, Terry McLaurin didn't tear things up like we saw twice last year in week one and week 15 against the football team, against Philadelphia. He wasn't very good. The running game was not great at all. What you did was you put them in positive situations on your side of the field, right? On your side of the 50, and any NFL team, any professional football team will chomp at the bit at something like that to take advantage of a situation like that, especially when you are an inferior team. That is a bad football team, and you look worse than them. Really. Now, we know it's only one game. It is only week number one. They have 15 games left. 16 more weeks overall, right, to figure this thing out. But you have to win that game. You have now a tough Los Angeles Rams team that comes in here. Yes, they're flying cross country. I get it. But they're trying to also bounce back from what they were a season ago at 9-7, prove that they are better than that. They are more the 2018 season than they were the 2019 campaign that we saw that team. That's what they're trying to do. That got off to a good start. Being a good Dallas football team last night on Sunday Night Football, they're now traveling across country looking at the issues that the offensive line has right now. Aaron Donald is ready to go. Jalen Ramsey is going to try to take away your best wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, who is on a pitch count right now, as Adam reported that was the plan going into the game. And while it may ramp up each week, Jalen Ramsey is a darn good cornerback in this league. He was just paid as such by the Rams as the season was getting underway. That's going to be a tough one. You needed to make sure you handled your business yesterday and showed why you are not only a playoff team, but a Super Bowl contender. And right now, right out of the gate, you did not show that for this, with this football team's performance against Washington yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Washington at FedEx Field. Period. I get it that you get to come home and you can bounce back. Yeah, you'll feel good being back in your place. But the one thing that always worked in your favor being at Lincoln Financial Field is the crowd. The backing of the crowd. And you don't have that. Sure, the crowd will be pumped in, the crowd noise and all of that stuff. We get it. You need a big bounce back game from this team on Sunday against the Rams. And based on the performance that I saw yesterday, I don't feel confident saying that they're going to improve and move to 1-1 on the season. I feel more confident saying that the Rams are going to leave Philadelphia at 4 o'clock 2-0. And I don't want to say that. Is that more of me reacting to what we saw yesterday and it's the day after? Quite possibly. Quite possibly. But they're going to have to do some things over the week to make me feel better, to change my tune on how I feel about them with the Los Angeles Rams next weekend right here in Philadelphia in week number 2. So look, we have plenty of time in the abbreviated shows. We go until 10 o'clock to break all of this down. The numbers, 610-632-0975. Let's get your overall reaction to what you saw yesterday. It was not a lot of good. The good, I can tell you right away, Dallas Goedert looked tremendous. With 8 catches, 101 yards, 1 score on 9 targets. To go along with him, Zach Ertz, who wants a new contract, did not fare so well. Outside of the touchdown, it's 3 for 18, that score, and that was it. Bad body language, it seemed. We don't know what was going on with him yesterday. He did not seem himself. Dallas Goedert was tremendous. Everyone else, forget about it. We can talk about the defense. Not a lot of finger pointing at them. No need to. You would like for them to get stops later on in the second half to help out the offense, but the offense continued to put them in a bad spot where the momentum simply shifted. Washington felt good with the rhythm that they had, and they walked away with a game that they stole, in my opinion, from the Philadelphia Eagles, 27-17. Your thoughts overall on this game. We will get into the quarterback. We will talk about the defense. We'll get into the offensive line, the head coach, the coaching in general. All of it on the table until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. A reaction Monday. Philadelphia Eagles 0-1 on the season, falling 27-17 to Washington. Let's take your phone calls and get your thoughts on everything from yesterday. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. Reaction Monday right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 831 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Again, the Football Monday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors will do whatever it takes to keep your comfortable, keep you comfortable in every season with flexible financing options for every budget. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. To join us on the phones, 610-632-0975. Eagles fall 27-17. What were the issues yesterday? We've been talking about it all day here on the station up until Jeff Mosher and Adam Kaplan with the Inside the Birds radio show. Their podcast, again, tremendous. Just make sure you check in with them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for their podcast released at 6 a.m. And you will get some great information, of course. So if you want to make sure you tune in during the week and you want to find out some things that are going on inside the NovaCare before the game and after the game, you make sure you listen to that podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, 610-632-0975. Birds 0-1 to start the season. Carson Wentz, not good. Doug Peterson, also not good. Offensive line, definitely not good. And the wide receiver situation just seemed puzzling. Well, with the rookies out there, no J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Once again, he was awful. DeSean Jackson on a pitch count. And, I mean, it just was what it was. I don't even see J.J. Arcega-Whiteside on here at all for the receiving. Not targeted, nothing. Not good.
But he had a great camp, Devon. That's what we were told.
That's what we were told against the Eagles secondary. He had a good camp. Okay.
Congratulations.
He better figure it out. All right, let's start things off on the phone. 610-632-0975. Let's get things going. Starting in the North Philly part of town with Ramsey tipping us off on this Reaction Monday right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Ramsey?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Well, 27-17, I don't think any of us were really good after what we witnessed yesterday. What were your thoughts?
So here's my thing. I am a firm believer of the proponents that the biggest mistake that the Birds had faced yesterday was that, one, they stopped running the ball. They gave up on it completely. And I understand your starter goes down. You don't want to, you know, press too much. You don't want to injure your backers, but you still got to run. You still got to try and manage something. Take away that option of, oh, they're just going to pass. So let's just sit here and wait for the pass. Oh, they're passing again? Let's blitz. You're giving them clues of what you're going to do when you stop running. True. The big thing that they about Carson, he looks his receivers in the eye way too much. The pass play that he did to Dallas Goedert, you saw he watched Dallas cross the field the entire time. Any defender worth his salt, worth his pay, is just going to be like, oh, let me just watch where he's going. Let me just step in where I need to step in. He watches, he stares down his wide receivers as if they're going to magically disappear in the middle of a toss, in the middle of a pass play.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, look, Ramsey, quickly, when he was tremendous to start the game off, right? He was fantastic. Yes. When he hit Dallas Goedert basically on that fade going into the corner of the mm-hmm. And he was, you know, he looked everything off and he was tremendous. So when you talk about looking off, the way that play design was put together where you saw how they broke it down again, and that was great. For him to hit Zach Ertz in the back of the end zone the way he did there, that was fantastic. He was 14 of 17. He looked like the 2017 Carson Wentz that we all believe him to be. And
but
then,
those were also plays that they had practiced
those were
over and over.
The 15 scripted plays that they put together early on. And,
exactly.
And he looked great doing it. And where was that creativity later on? When things got tough, where you needed him to be that quarterback that we all thought he was?
And that's my point to you. Is that here's the thing. He followed the script. Great. He performed a George Clooney on the field. He knew what the script was supposed to say, and he did what the script said. Kudos. He can't improvise. And when you put him in a position where he has to improvise, he either A, injures himself, or B, throws an interception, or C, fumbles.
Yeah.
That's it. I think Carson is a good quarterback. I think he has the potential of being a great quarterback. If he learned how to actually, you know, like step out of himself.
Well, listen, man. I get the frustration, and I was frustrated as well yesterday. Ramsey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you starting this off here on this Monday night, this football Monday. 610-632-0975. One of the things about yesterday's game. Yesterday was the type of game for me where I took that step back as soon as the game was over. And I was like, all right, I was frustrated in the moment, shaking my head, all of that. But I wasn't flipping things and throwing TVs and all of that type of stuff. It was just one of those, they ticked me off. We all thought that they would win the game. Did we think they were going to be great? We didn't know what they were going to be. But what we thought they were going to be was 1-0 when it was finished. When the game was over, they would be 1-0. And he looked confused, Carson Wentz at times. Yes, the rookie receivers did not help. The fact that DeSean Jackson was in and out of the game, maybe just, you know, not getting that chemistry going that you would like to see during in OTAs and training camp, like we are accustomed to seeing them do in the offseason. All of that, it wasn't there. There was no rhythm the rhythm was taken away. And he just looked uncomfortable. Remember when we used to talk about, oh man, it looked like he's seeing ghosts early on in his rookie year. And the second year, he was fantastic. He figured everything out. He had it all down, all of that great stuff. This one here, he just looked lost. And when you get hit as much as he was hit yesterday by the Washington football team, sacked 8 times. I think he was hit, was it 15 times, but sacked 8. When you get hit that many times, it's hard to really trust anything at that point. Some of them, though, were on him, holding the football way too long. Holding the football way too long. The guys just brought up Inside the Birds podcast here on the Fanatic, the Inside the Birds radio show with Jeff and Adam. They brought up when that screen was supposed to happen and when it was blown up by Ryan Kerrigan, he wanted to extend the play. No extending. This was not one of those fake to the right screen, throw back to the left screen that we were talking about during the pregame show yesterday when we got one of the phone calls. This was simply, it's blown up. There's nothing else there. Don't be Superman. Get the ball out, throw it away, throw it in the dirt, and live on to play another down. I saw it. I don't remember what game it was yesterday. Maybe it was the Tom Brady and Drew Brees. I was watching those two, and I saw it happen. Or maybe it was the end of another game, and they just simply threw it. When the screen was blown up, I think it was a wide receiver screen, everything just looked funky about it. All right, cool, just throw it away. But I don't want to say it was breezy. It was something with a young quarterback. And I was like, okay, that's exactly what the young quarterback is supposed to do. He did not do that. He is now a fifth-year quarterback in the NFL. He has plenty of experience in the NFL right now. He has had plenty of success in the NFL with that 2017 season. Some other things mixed in, sprinkled in over the time that he has been on the field when he's not been injured. He has had enough success. He has seen enough in the NFL to know to get rid of the football. Sometimes it's hard for them to just let it sink in and register. The sliding. Carson Wentz, get down. Don't take unnecessary hits. Coming out of North Dakota, they were talking about that. Michael Vick, same thing. For some reason, they just believe that they are so athletic, so superior at what they do, that they don't allow things to happen. Goes to the Ben Simmons whole thing about not shooting because he is so good. He is so successful. I can do this. This is not a problem for me. I don't have to do that. No, Carson, throw the ball away. Live for that second down, at 2nd and 10, and not something different like when he was hit, knocked out of field goal range. Jake Elliott misses the field goal. 610-632-0975. He has to be better. And he has a much better defense. He has another very good defense sitting right in his face now, getting ready for week number 2 back here in Philadelphia, yes. But that Rams team, that Rams defense, they're 1-0. They're feeling good about what they did against the Dallas Cowboys, holding them to 17 points. They want to show that they are good again. Aaron Donald is great again when he is out there on the field. And they're going to try to continue to do what they did against Dallas, what they've always done, and wreak havoc on the Philadelphia Eagles, banged up offensive line, even with Lane Johnson coming back. How are we to believe that they're going to be really good next week when Matt Herbig is at the right guard position one more time? And they have to be better overall. He has to be better overall in order for them to move and get that first win on the season at 1-1 on Sunday. 610-632-0975. Your observations from week number 1, game number 1 against the Washington football team. What were your thoughts? What did you see in the game yesterday that really, really frustrated you in the loss to Washington? 610-632-0975. 0975. Let's head back to the phones, get to the people that have been hanging on next, and Drew in Willingboro on the Fanatic. Drew, how you doing?
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
A lot.
Man, listen, man, I jinxed it. I jinxed it, man. I called you last week. I started saying, you know, how Deshaun Watson looked lost in that season opener.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, and then Wentz came and looked like that. But, you know, I didn't realize that both, you know, that whole right side was going to be so bad this game. You know what I mean? With the offensive line.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, all right, it could have looked a lot better. Why didn't they move the pocket for Carson Wentz a little bit?
We
were talking about that last week. To do something like that, to get him on the move a little bit. We know that he is at his best on the move. They can practice all they want about him being in the pocket. That will come. That will get to that point. But yesterday, in game, the first 15 scripted plays are done. Figure out how things are. You have enough coaches there to do some different stuff. Move that pocket a little bit for him to be successful yesterday and walk away with the win by any means necessary.
Yeah, I just don't know what happened. You know, the biggest thing that I'm not questioning, you know, whether or not he's the guy or anything like that. And I don't even know where that narrative is coming from. That was like all of a sudden from a bad game against Washington, people questioning his capabilities, you know, just as much as they questioning whether or not he can stay healthy. And I think that's ridiculous. But what I want to say is, after he threw the picks, it's like you got to come back a little bit more aggressive and you know what I mean, a little sharper. It's like he threw the first pick, and then it was like and then he throws the second pick, and then you know it was kind of like I kind of felt like he gave up on the game for a point. I can't lie, I really felt like at a certain point he gave up on the game after he threw those turn the ball over. You know what I mean? And then it didn't help anymore that the line was playing even worse throughout the rest of the game. So, but, you know, I'm not worried about it, man. With the line being banged up like that, you can't really expect a win or a clean game. You had to expect the game to be dirty. Not dirty, but ugly looking like that.
And I was okay with ugly, Drew, just knowing that there was no preseason. They did not have an opportunity to go against any other teams, the OTAs and all of that stuff. Just flat out, you know, done. I was okay with that. Win ugly. We know we're going to get preseason football at some point, right? You'll look like regular season, but you're also going to get some, there was going to be some rust that needed to be knocked off. But after that, and I don't think, you know, he gave up. I just felt like he didn't know what to do anymore. And those hits took a toll on him.
Exactly. But look, if they could get the line together, I mean, Lane coming back is not something minor. That's going to be major. That could change the whole complexion of the game. So hopefully we get him back and we bounce back this weekend. You know what I mean? That's all you can hope for. But I'm still a big Wentz fan, man. I think we still win the division, man. This was just a bad game. He had a bad game. He's exempt from having a bad game. Like, look at the way Brady played. Look at the way Watson played. They're going to bounce back.
Well, listen, it's going to be a tough one against L.A., but if he does it and he steps up, it's going to, you know, give people a lot more confidence. Drew, thanks for the call, man. Always good to hear from you. We'll definitely catch up. It'll make fans feel a little better, right? Feel a little better going into game number three, but you have to take care of business first in game number two, and they did not do it in game number one. Let's hope that they bounce back in general this upcoming weekend. 610-632-0975. They needed help more from their playmakers out there on the field. He needed people that he can trust yesterday. He went to his tight ends in all eight and three catches for those two together with Dallas Goedert with eight, Zach Ertz with three. They were targeted 9 and 7, 16 times yesterday, but only to come away with 11 of the 16. They had to go into their 12 personnel a lot because they needed the extra blocking out there. They needed to have those two out there pretty much at all times, right? They had to. The running game couldn't get going. The running backs missing blocks. Zach Ertz, not himself, dropping a key play late on fourth down to extend the game to try to get them into the end zone. He couldn't do that. It was all off after they scored the 17 points. It was all off. All off with this football team. They have to get it together. And you don't want to say doom and gloom already. That was only one game. But man, was it a frustrating way to start the season after we waited so long. No preseason, no OTAs, no sneak peek at what they were doing in training camp. And they really spit it up yesterday. They really spit it up yesterday against Washington. 610-632-0975. Where were you with this team? When we start to do this, and by the way, I wanted to make sure I said this, because after we had Barrett Brooks on last week, I know he was on with the morning show. We wanted to tell you that each week Barrett is going to join us here on our show each Thursday at 8 o'clock and talk about the game. Of course, what we saw the past week and what we are going to see upcoming going forward in the next game. Coming up for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll do that with Barrett Brooks every Thursday here on our show at 8 o'clock every Thursday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic to talk about the game. And we can't wait to speak to him on Thursday, of course, with the offensive line play. Maybe we'll get an update going forward where Lane Johnson is looking much better, that he will play. We hope to get that. But so much to talk to Barrett with about each week. With the football team, and they were fantastic on the post-game show, Seth and he and everybody else. It was tremendous to listen to them yesterday and break everything down. But this football team left a bad taste in our mouths from yesterday's performance, giving up 27 points unanswered against that terrible Washington offense. Anytime you put a team on their side of on your side of the field, right? In a positive situation, there's a very, very good chance that they're going to score. That percentage is very high. And as bad as they played yesterday, the offense, early on, you gave them a chance, and they took advantage of those chances and scored 27 unanswered against a defense that we thought was going to be pretty good. It's tough to evaluate them yesterday. You hope that they were able to do a little bit more against that football team yesterday. But they were on the field for a good amount of time, and the turnovers did not help. They're going to have their hands full against that offense next week against the Los Angeles Rams. So we'll see how that plays out as well. But this was not a good showing. Greg Ward, I thought that he was okay, right? 5-7 targets, 31. Had the game been a little bit different, had played a little bit differently, I thought that there was a good chance that we would see some more Greg Ward, feeling comfortable with him, hitting him in the middle of the field. Just a trusted guy for Carson Wentz out there. Didn't get really given them an opportunity. John Hightower, only one reception for minus 2 yards. Jalen Reagor, the one that he caught, was tremendous with the speed. He's showing it. 4 targets, that one, 55 yards. Other than that, he was right there with that interception. Carson probably shouldn't have made that throw. Need to understand it. That there are some young guys out there as well. Really, really. 610-632-0975. So listen, Paul, Andrew, and everybody else, hang on. When we come back, we have 25 minutes commercial free. Want to give you all your time. For everybody else that does want to jump in, we have a couple open lines for you. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is producing. We are talking about the Birds, of course, on a Reaction Monday, a Football Monday, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.